Welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for being a part of it. If you would be so kind, feel free to review the podcast and give it 5 stars, write a review. Strangely enough, it actually helps with placement. More people learn about the podcast because people are like, I really like this podcast and Lawrence is awesome. You don't have to say that. But if you want to, feel free. Today's episode is a follow-up to a previous episode. So if you go back about a week, I did a whole podcast on the concept of wanderlust and how I'm feeling some of that. The idea of maybe living in another place. What is it like to live abroad? How does all of that connect with my career and what my goals are? And are my goals changing? All that stuff is inside of the episode about a week ago. So if you want to stop and go back and listen to that episode first, that'd be fine. Or if you just want to kind of hear where things stand as of right now, that is fine too. I really appreciate people emailing the podcast, houseoflpodcast@gmail.com. In the 6 years that House of L has been around, this is the most emails that we've gotten on a particular pod. Like even more, the Jason Goff podcast, which was episode 2. If you go all the way back to episode 2 in 2018, that's the most listened to episode. It was right after Jason was let go at the Score, which was ridiculous. And he literally came to the house and we talked about a whole bunch of stuff and it was great. Not even that episode got as many emails as this one. And it was great. There were a lot of people inside of the House of L community that have lived abroad or at least dabbled. I have come to the conclusion that as it stands right now, I don't plan on leaving never to be seen again. It isn't a I'm leaving America. And a lot of people, because, you know, there are folks that are saying, depending on what happens with the election, that that's the reason that they're leaving. And I understand that. And I totally get that. That if people don't feel like they could do their job, like be a journalist, or if they felt unsafe because they felt like they were living in Handmaid's Tale or whatever, that's not what's driving my feelings on this. It's more of an exploration thing for me. But the conclusion that I've come to talking to a lot of people, talking to my family, talking to friends who have inspired me to think about this in a different way, I think that what's going to happen is I'm going to House of Pain it for a while. I'm going to jump around. And I'm looking at, like, very seriously, like, places that I've always been interested in, finding new places that I'm interested in too, and saying, I don't want to pick up my life and move to someplace else. Like, my love for Chicago is too strong for that. I have been thinking about, you know, the place that I'm in now. That place, is it too big? Do I buy something and make that the new, like, headquarters in Chicago, like something smaller? And then it's more cost effective for me to House of Pain it. Do I rent this place? Like, there's a lot. But the conclusion that my friends and family kind of helped me draw was, go be in some of the places that you like for a little while longer. Don't just say, oh, I'm moving to Sweden. And that's that. I've made up my mind and I'm moving to Sweden. No, it's go spend 2 weeks in Montreal. You know, do the show from Montreal for 2 weeks. Go be in Arizona for a month. Go out to Vancouver for a couple of weeks. Go be in Glasgow. These are a lot of the places that are on my list. So that's probably the tactic that I'm going to use. That I'm going to look at this more as like a nomad situation and not technically a digital nomad situation, which is something that eventually I'm going to probably have to do depending on the living abroad aspect of it. But why not try that? I like traveling. And I was joking with a friend of mine, a fellow journalist, and I was saying like how much I kind of miss being out on the road because of how much I learned about America and regionalism. This is one of the conversations I got into with another friend about how Europe is a lot of people's holy grail, because the idea is, well, if you live in the northern part of Spain, you're in the southern part of France, like that. And you can just kind of move around. I don't know if we do enough of that in the United States. Like regionally, this country's pretty awesome. Like, and the differences and how quickly you can get from one place to the other. For example, I've been dying to see the Negro Leagues Museum in Kansas City since it got remodeled, you know, since Bob Kendrick has done like an incredible job with that place and the amount of money and dealing with all of the vandalism and everything else. And it's like Kansas City is legitimately an hour flight. Why haven't I just, after the show on a Friday, just gone? These are good questions. You know, I know that I want to spend at least a weekend in Tuscaloosa. Why don't I go do that? So I'm gonna challenge myself to do more of that, which means that you might hear the radio show on the road a little bit more. Not that it really matters, because the Comrex unit that I use, the equipment that I use for the most part, is so good that you wouldn't necessarily know unless I told you, and I do believe in being transparent about that stuff. And I mean, Mitch and I have already had a conversation about me working out of Odyssey Phoenix for more than a couple days. Like, I've done that. I will say that I do feel like I'm imposing when I go to someone else's house and I'm doing my show out of there. So I think that while there'll be a couple of days where I go to Odyssey Phoenix, I'm probably just going to find an Airbnb and work out of the Airbnb. Anyhoozle. So I've asked the people about their experience, and I asked them to talk to me about it via email, houseofelpodcast@gmail.com. And I got some really, really good ideas from you, and it's appreciated. So I'm going to share some of the great places that people have been and what their experiences are like, and my reaction to that next. Hey, it's Lawrence. Are you trying to make sure that your pooch has the best of the best? Well, that's one of the things that Katherine Heigl was trying to do. She's saved over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she wanted to make sure that your dog lives a healthy, happy life. So she decided to create something that she would actually feel good about feeding her dogs, and it's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also supports the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes like yours. Go to badlandsranch.com/loho. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. BADLANDSRanch.com/loho. Do it for your peace of mind and do it for your doggo.
When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.
Okay, let's start with this delightful email from Reed. Reed said, "Lawrence, I had to write about today's Wanderlust episode. I won't pretend to be a world traveler, but I am working on it. I'd throw Iceland into the mix. I just got back from there with my family. It's a wonderful country, and while small, packs a lot in. There are sights to be seen for days on end. 24-hour sunlight in the summer is wild. While the population of Reykjavik is only 130,000, it's a world-class city. There's a ton to see and eat. Best part, it's so easy to get to. 5-hour flight nonstop from Chicago. Rent a car and see the land. Now, could you live there? You'd have to visit first. I know my family and I could do it, but 24-hour daylight and darkness might not be for everyone. Cheers." That's from Reed. Reed, my buddy Evan Altman went to Iceland and he loved it. I know some other people who have been to Iceland that have actually, it's funny, I know 5 people that have gone to Iceland in the last 2 years. And everyone says the same thing. It's awesome. I do think that the 24-hour sun and the 24-hour darkness thing would be a little too much for me. Honestly, like I'd be okay if we went to standard time instead of daylight savings time. The sun like coming up at like 4:45 and stuff, like the light in the summertime is a little much for me. But yeah, it's definitely a place that I want to go visit. And my boy Evan, he went to the penis museum and he got us a penis keychain. Hilarious. This is from Rob. Rob said, "Lawrence, heard you mention Portugal. I highly recommend checking it out. Lisbon is really cool, but way different from the southern beach vibe. Rent a car and head down to the Algarve. It's amazing and where they filmed a bunch of Game of Thrones scenes." Thanks, Rob. Portugal was high on my list, but in doing some research about Portugal, I do know that if the idea is to live there, that there are some tax implications that have changed over the last 6 months or 8 months there. I also, I was watching the YouTube channel of Dave in Portugal, which is a really interesting YouTube channel. And he, I don't know if he did this purposefully, but he made me really apprehensive about Portugal in a way that I was not expecting. Now, I have a friend who's like in game is Portugal. She has told me some different stuff, and it's clearly she feels the way about Portugal that I feel about Montreal. And her experience has been different, but I have enjoyed watching what Dave has had to say on his YouTube page. And I think it's very sobering. I think it's good to know that type of stuff about a place and what you can and what you can't have. This is from Jeremy. Jeremy says, "Hey, Lawrence, I was a school principal and superintendent in Gary in East Chicago, Indiana." Shout out to you for that, Jeremy. I hope you bought Radiant Black 18, because Radiant Black 18, the character that I wrote, Radiant Yellow, from Gary. I think as someone with a background in Gary, you'll really appreciate it. Anyway, Jeremy goes on to say, "Spent 6 years in Abu Dhabi and Dubai with my family. Miss it every day now that I'm back." Now, I was not expecting that. I have not looked into Dubai and Abu Dhabi. I have to be perfectly honest, like neither one of those things was on my list. I will do some more research. Although, as far as like getting there goes, like even that would be something that I wouldn't necessarily want to do that feels more like, why don't I go on a vacation there and see how I feel, more than making it a place to live. But I'd love to, you know what, Jeremy, I'd love it if you could email me some more of your experience. Tell me more about it. Okay. This is from Christian. It's pretty long, so I'm going to try to condense it. Lawrence, I really enjoyed your Wanderlust episode. We're pretty close in age. I just turned 46. And also, I think quite a bit about a sabbatical from medical work or just moving abroad. From my experience in chatting with others, most of my physician friends who've been able to take a sabbatical say it extended their career by 10 years, which is pretty profound. Unfortunately, I'm not able to do this with my current employer, so would have to change positions to a new hospital, but it's probably good to reinvent yourself every 10 to 15 years. He also said, as far as Colorado goes, because I made mention of Colorado, he's like, you should give Colorado another chance. If you haven't been to southwestern Colorado, do it. Durango is beautiful. That would make sense because of, you know, its proximity to Arizona and how I feel about all of the state of Arizona. And but yeah, I plan on going back to Colorado actually soon. He went on to say, one of my close friends, a Northwestern undergraduate from undergraduate days, moved to Seoul, South Korea in his 30s and now lives in Kyoto, Japan, and has never regretted it. Okay. That's from Chris. Chris, thanks so much. I appreciate you sharing that experience. Chris also said that he could move to Montreal in a heartbeat. Montreal's a special place, y'all. It's definitely still leading the category, you know. It's a special place. This one's from Meg. Meg says, Lawrence, I got the itch when I turned 50 last year, so I'm headed to Dublin for 3 months in the fall as a test. English speaking, not a huge time difference from the United States. It's also super easy and cheap to fly over to the continent for the weekend or a London Bears game. I'm lucky in that I have dual citizenship, so visas and all that aren't an issue. I'm excited for the adventure, and I'm also excited to hear where this train of thought takes you. Best of luck, and thanks for the entertainment. That's from Meg. Thanks, Meg. That was really, really nice of you to say. Ireland has never really been on my list, but Scotland has. So I figure if I go to Scotland, I'm probably going to end up going to Ireland. Like, there's definitely like a fantasy in my head where I'm traipsing through the University of Glasgow, like walking on the courtyard of that place and walking the beautiful hills. And it's a fascinating place too when you start thinking about like the islands. And there's also the political angst. I kind of like Scotland. It's similar. It's similar to Quebec, and it's like, hey, we're kind of our own deal here. I know that we're part of something, but we're kind of our own place. But thanks for that. One more. This one. Oh, wait, two more. Because there are a lot of people who are getting in on this. And like I said, I appreciate it. This from Donna. Donna says, longtime House of L listener, went to Montreal after hearing your pod on it last year and loved it. Loved Quebec City more. Hoping I can return the favor telling you about Stockholm. Didn't live there, but had a friend who did and loved it. Went there last year and felt the same. There's history, old buildings, and a modern downtown and a beautiful countryside. I think you'd really like it there. I'm going to miss my sports adjacent boys, but know there will be more to come. Keep up the great work. That's from Donna. Donna, thank you so much. And if you were like, wait, what's he talking about? Sports Adjacent did its last episode last week. It's inside the House of L feed if you want to take a listen to it. I'm on that episode too. Those guys have a lot going on. You know, Jason's got a bunch of kids that he's helping raise. I mean, because they're his kids. Russ is out here traveling the country doing baseball stuff. So it became difficult for them to schedule Sports Adjacent for House of L. But we did our last episode and it was really, really good. Worth your time. You should go and listen to it. It's great. Thanks, Donna. I've been reading a little bit more about Stockholm and looking at videos. It looks amazing. And it's on the list. Other things that are on the list, by the way, there is a city. Like Panama was on the list because the relationship between Panama and the United States has been really, really good. It's a place where you can probably navigate it a little bit easier because there are a lot of expats there. And English is not the primary language, but a lot of people know how to do it. I saw a video on a place there called Bugetta that's up in the mountains. And I'm like, yo, this feels right. So it's on the list of places to visit. But Stockholm is another one. I was like, oh, let me do, after I saw Donna's video email, I went and looked at video of Stockholm. I was like, okay, I get it. I see what's happening here. So yes, thank you for putting it in my mind. It is on there. Here's another one. This is from Dave. Dave says, Lawrence, I really enjoyed your last episode concerning your wanderlust. I've been to 14 other countries in most of the states. I've not lived outside the U.S., but my wife had a couple of extended stays in Sydney, Australia, one lasting 6 months, and she loved it. I went there with her one time, and it's easy to see why. Regarding Lisbon, Portugal, I was there for a few days and don't claim any great expertise. However, I will tell you that I don't speak a word of the language and was able to get around with no issues at all. Like any foreign destination, it helps to make friends, make a friend or two who can guide you through whatever sticky spots you may encounter, and that's what I did. Here's an off-the-wall choice. Probably not to live, but definitely to visit. Singapore. It's about 5 million people packed into the end of the Malay Peninsula. It's pretty easy to get around. If you like history, it's got you covered. If you like scenery and hikes, that as well. And the food is the best that I've encountered in my travels internationally, and it's not close. Wow. Dave goes on to write, I know your digestive issues are a challenge, but I have some digestive problems and as well, and I was able to navigate just fine. The culture is a wonderful mix of Chinese, Indian, and Malay, as well as some other Asian populations. Considering all cultural and national strife we have in our country, they actually celebrate the mixing of these cultures. Okay. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate you sharing that. It's funny, like the countries in East Asia have never really like popped up for me as destinations. Partially because of the time difference. Because this isn't, like I was saying earlier, this is not me saying I'm done and I'm just walking away from America. I plan to stay involved at least for the next 12 months or so in doing stuff. So the time change can't be too severe. So great stuff. I really like that you guys were super helpful with this. And it's nice to get the recommendations. And I can add them to what some friends and family have suggested and figure some stuff out. But I think that at least what's going to happen in the interim is I'm just going to go explore. And that means exploring more of the United States. Like I really have had a wonderful, I'm so excited about this trip to Dallas. I can't tell you like how excited I am. I'm excited because I feel like it's going to challenge me in a couple of ways. I've never really spent any real time in Texas. I've been there for games. Like the Bears played in Houston. The Bears played in Dallas. I've been there for that. I've been to Jerry World twice. I think twice. I haven't been to Austin, even though I hear Austin's awesome. So that might be a thing. Like maybe when I'm done at SEC Media Days, maybe I go down to Austin for a day because I have the next 2 days off after that anyway. I don't know, but I know that my mind is open up to a level of exploration that I think I've been missing. And I think part of it is because, like, I'm now, my job is in the studio. Like, to be honest with you, there's probably not a place that I feel more comfortable than in a radio studio. But, you know, you don't want anything to get stagnant. And so it'll be good for me. Like, even it's a, you know, 2-hour flight or whatever to Dallas. It's a different culture and it's a different discipline too. In Chicago sports and sports radio in particular, we have a really well done formula on how it works. People are very provincial. They care about the Bears, the Cubs, the White Sox, the Bulls, the Blackhawks, the Sky. Then it kind of filters out like the NFL writ large, their particular college football team, a lot of Big Ten stuff. But I think that there are a lot of just college football fans. And if the baseball teams are going to be like this for the rest of the season, we might need to do more college football stuff. And I want to, as much of a fan I am of college football, I want to start trying to get some of these coaches on. I want to be in some spaces where I can ask some questions to stuff. And so I'm going to do more of that. That's another part of the exploration part. If you're someone that has a great, here's your next assignment for me. If you have a college football venue, like a hidden treasure, like, you don't need to tell me about Ohio State. Like, I've been to Columbus. I've been to Ann Arbor. Like, those types of things you know about. I've been to Tuscaloosa. I've been to the Iron Bowl. But if there's a hidden gem that you want to share with me, like, you went to a football game at Utah State, or you went to Fort Collins or Colorado Springs. Colorado Springs, where Air Force plays, right? And you had a great time. Give me something like that. Don't do the big boys. Like, the big boys I got. And not to say that there isn't anything to experience, but I've been to a lot of big college football venues. Tell me about, like, I'll even, like, drop it, like, 5 or 6 deep in the Big Ten. Like, I've been to a game at Illinois, but I haven't been to a game at Iowa City. And I mean, I know they don't have an offense at Iowa, but I'm all right with someone making that recommendation. I've been to a football game in Kentucky, and it was great. I've been to Louisville. I've been to Coral Gables. There's a lot of places that I've been to see college football, but I'm open to, hey, have you ever done this? You might think this is interesting. Travel to blank, because the way that it comes alive on game day is unique. Email me. I will start booking trips. houseoflpodcast@gmail.com. Like, it's weird. I haven't been to a game at Purdue, because Purdue is fairly easy for me to get to. Like, I'm right off the Skyway. I can get myself into Indiana in 8 minutes. And then, you know, you take your ride down 65. But I've been to a football game at IU, for example, because I'm distant cousins with Antoine Randall. But yeah, give me your recommendations on that too. houseoflpodcast@gmail.com. And again, thank you so much. Man, I really appreciate it. I'm not going to lie, I felt a little vulnerable talking about this, because my life's pretty great and I didn't want it to seem like my life's not great, but there is something that's brewing inside me where I want to explore and challenge myself while I can physically still do stuff, you know? So I appreciate everyone being so kind and sharing their stories. And if you have more recommendations on that, feel free to send them my way too. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.